Sing along too. It's 18 after 7. Southeast corner. Bit of a drama down there at the moment with the COVID scare, the Delta strain. And there's been some worry too across central Queensland with the Rookwood Weir. One of the schools, Minister Glenn Butcher, the member for Gladstone this morning. Hello, Butch. What's been going on?
Hey, g'day, Hamo. Yeah, obviously pretty concerning for the area, but from what we've seen, most people, all people who are involved with the lady that travelled from Brisbane through to Rookwood Weir via aeroplanes at the airport in Rockhampton have come back negative at this stage. That was from last night's information. So fingers crossed, hopefully, you know, we keep going along this track and we might be able to get away with this one. But obviously only in very early days, and as we've seen, you know, with this Delta strain, that it can pop up. And people can show as symptomatic or they can show as non-symptomatic when they're out and about. So I guess it's just really important now to make sure that anyone in the Rockhampton area or that was on any of those flights, and I said most of those have been tested, if not all of them, if anyone in the community's got any signs or symptoms of the flu, and as we've seen in Rockhampton, even from this case that we got, the young lady went back and had a few signs of the flu on Saturday morning and went straight and got tested and turned out to be positive. So if you have got any flu-like symptoms, make sure you get tested. It's as simple as that.
This strain can, according to the health minister, and it's quite true too, but this strain can actually transfer from person to person within seconds.
Yeah, very, very easy to strain, and even what we're seeing now is most of the people who've been become positive in the Brisbane region are kids, which is really concerning, and a lot of them are under the age of 13, which we haven't seen before in any of this COVID. We always thought it was quite safe for kids, but this variant certainly is shown to be different, and now we're actually seeing transmission through kids. And as we talked about yesterday, the fact that most of those kids were out and about on the weekend, not knowing that they had COVID, is going to be a concern. We are expecting more numbers today, but hopefully because of the extension to the lockdown, we can keep it all sort of in quarantine and get those people that certainly have it off the streets and out of school. And hopefully we can get a hold of this in the next few days.
Okay, with hygiene, it's being encouraged by the health authorities across Queensland too, just to wear masks whenever we're out and to keep cleaning our hands or touching anything, make sure it's clean, and don't be complacent about this because this Delta strain is so contagious, and even though we haven't heard much of it here in the Gladstone region, we really do need to make sure we're hygiene.
Oh, absolutely, Hammer. And we got to go back to where we were over 12 months ago now when, you know, we made sure we kept that social distancing. We made sure we'd done our hand sanitizer. And the latest is, and the advice from the Chief Health Officer, is that masks do work. So for those people in Gladstone who are listening to this and to certainly the central Queensland, don't be afraid or don't be embarrassed to be wearing a mask in regional Queensland because particularly if you've got underlying health issues, if you're popping into the shopping centres or any of those places indoors where there's a lot of people, don't be embarrassed to put a mask on because it just might save your life.
Mm-hmm. And any symptoms at all, just stay at home. A little cough, anything, just make sure you stay at home and make sure you go and get tested. The testing stations are open.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And in Rockhampton, they're certainly ramping up the testing stations up there. They've put on more people. They're getting more people put through. It obviously is a concern for Rockhampton, but people are doing the right thing. Those people who have been presenting certainly are the ones who we want, are the ones who are showing those flu-like symptoms. But thankfully at this stage, we'll hear more today at the Deputy Premier's press conference. Hopefully we can keep moving through and get an understanding of where we're at with this latest cluster.
All right, Glenn, thank you for joining us once again this morning. We'll get another update off you tomorrow, if we can.
Too easy, mate. Yeah, absolutely. We'll know a fair bit more by today, Hamo, and where we're actually heading with this, as I said, this latest cluster. Yeah. So no dramas for tomorrow.
Yep, we'll keep everybody up to date here on 4CC. Chat tomorrow, Butch. Thank you.
Thanks, Hamo.
As our State Member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher, joining us this morning, give us an update on what's happening with the Delta strain of COVID across Queensland.
23 past 7. 4CC, good morning.